This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We come now in our 4S study of 2 Timothy 2, 22 through 26 to the final S, summarize. In this summary, the focus is on developing some practical applications that can be made based on the discoveries made in our study. The first one I came up with is stated clearly by Paul in 1 Corinthians 10:12. If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. This application is based on Paul's repeated challenge to flee the evil desires of youth. Timothy was committed, gifted, and faithful as a servant of God. That doesn't make one immune to the dangers of temptation. All of us need to heed this warning. Another application is the challenge to keep on growing. We never reach a plateau of spiritual maturity before heaven, where there is no room for more growth. So get in an accountability relationship with others who are committed to prayer and purity. You will never regret the blessing of that support. It will enable you to make sure you keep number one, number one. Priorities are hard to maintain, but are necessary if you want to run your race successfully. The final application I came up with is to avoid getting caught in the trap of the devil, who wants to take you captive to do his will. Obviously, if you are trapped, you will not be in a place where you can help others escape who are trapped by the devil, taken captive to do his will. Trust Christ to free you from the devil's traps and maintain your freedom so you will be able to free others to experience the abundant life and join you in running the race of life successfully.